are back on the Andy Finn Show, and we're talking about Christmas. And we're talking about the phony war on Christmas being brought to you by Fox News and a few other conservative talk show hosts, along with some people on the religious right. And no surprise, our old friend Rush Limbaugh has piled on here as well. And for him, it's not just the liberals that are trying to destroy Christmas, it's the Democrats. He combined John Kerry's comments. John Kerry made comments in the last week about the war and about soldiers. And he combines John Kerry and the war, his war comments about war, with the war on Christmas.
You're upset that Kerry would make this comment about soldiers terrorizing women and children at Christmas time?
Yeah, I mean, here it is, it's Christmas, for goodness sakes, and...
Well, now, wait a minute. John Kerry is a member of a political party that's trying to get Christmas, you know, out of the public consciousness. Why should this surprise you? Well, don't... Snurdly's in there laughing. You think I'm making this up? I'm not... There's a movement against public displays of Christmas. Christmas tree's got to go, nativity scene's got to go. You live in a place that banned a nativity scene this year.
Okay, let me stop there and say he's confusing two issues. So John Kerry made some statements saying that when our soldiers break down doors, and we've done a lot of this in Iraq, we break down doors in the middle of the night, we take the male members out and search them and sometimes carry them off. This is a form of terrorizing the people. They don't know that we aren't going to fire. And frankly, we don't know we're not going to fire either because we might be running into a terrorist in the household. But Kerry was speaking out against that kind of behavior, that's hurting us and our reputation in Iraq among locals. That's a fair point. And you can argue how much of that we should be doing in terms of weeding, you know, rooting out terrorists. And it's a good topic for discussion. Rush, of course, because it's something John Kerry said, is immediately against it. But this woman says he shouldn't be making comments like this about our troops at Christmas time. You know, Rush's position all year long is you shouldn't be doing it at time of war. Well, conveniently, the war on terror never ends, right? It's like the war on crime, the war on drugs, the war on poverty. They never end. We haven't declared an end to any of those wars. The war on terror is a generalized war. That's why I've said all along we should have declared war on Al-Qaeda. Because I'm not sure we want to take on Baath separatists when we're done with Al-Qaeda and suddenly get involved with Spain's problem. And the question is, do you call those people terrorists or are they insurgents? The same with Chechens who are using terror now because they're desperate. Any number of different people. We should have declared war on Al-Qaeda. But because we're in a war on terror, it will never end. We'll never wipe out all the terrorists. There will always be terrorists, so I guess we will always be at war. And then Rush says you shouldn't criticize the president during wartime. Well, then you can't criticize Bush ever. So, but the excuse this week is, it's Christmas time. I can't believe they're criticizing the president or criticizing the way we're doing the war at Christmas time, as though that makes some kind of a difference. Secondary thought is he immediately says, well, why should that surprise you? Here's the quote. John Kerry's a member of the political party that's trying to get Christmas out of the public consciousness. Well, that's not part of the Democratic platform. He goes on to say, there's a movement against public displays of Christmas, and it's the Democrats. Well, when you say there's a movement against public displays, not public displays, stores can put up any display they want. People can put up any display they want on their lawns. Nobody's trying to stop those. The movement is, and it has been around for years, is not to have religious symbols on government property. Because the government represents us all, and so at a courthouse, to have the Ten Commandments displayed is not inclusive of people that don't believe in the Ten Commandments or who practice a different religion and have a different set of rules. Heck, even my Ten Commandments as a Catholic are not the same as the Protestant Ten Commandments. So when I go to see the courthouse that Roy Moore put the Ten Commandments up, I don't recognize those Ten Commandments. Mine are different. There's only a couple that are significantly different, but the wording's different on all of them. So that's why we're more inclusive now than we used to be, and that's why people worry about religious symbols in the public sphere, in public places that are supported by all of us, that is, government buildings. That's where the movement is against these public displays. No one's trying to limit public displays elsewhere, as far as I can tell. Now, O'Reilly wants you to believe they are, that they're secularizing all the stores, but those are stores making the decision not to go so heavy on religious symbols anymore because, I guess, because the society's gotten more secular. I have no problem if a store wants to put up religious symbols along with their Christmas trees and their Santas, and if they want to say Merry Christmas. But there are people who it bothers. Anyway, let's go on here because he now pins it on the liberals and the Democrats. The Christmas thing is now the fault of liberals and Democrats, which is what Rush blames every problem in the world on.
Well,
Sir Sterling lives. So look, it ain't Republicans doing this.
I know.
It's a bunch of liberals, and most of them are Democrats. They're the ones trying to stamp Christmas out. A bunch of secularists and atheists and so forth. What bugs them about it? What offends them about Christmas? I'll give you one word: G-O-D.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all right. So here we have.
So, what's interesting about that is, he's saying they're trying to stamp out Christmas now. Well, of course, I don't know anyone that's trying to stamp out Christmas. It's something like 95% of the people celebrate Christmas, whether they celebrate it religiously or not. And he says it's the liberals and the Democrats that are trying to do it, not Republicans. Well, if you accept the common logic that it's the business class are mostly Republicans, the removal of religious symbols in stores, and that's where most of Christmas is represented, is in stores, in businesses. We have displays in front of our homes, but mostly what we see is out in the public sphere in places of business, in malls, shopping malls, in individual stores. And those, whether they're Republicans or not that own them, I don't know, but those are the folks that have decided to drop religious symbols. And those are the folks that are telling their people, let's be more inclusive. Don't say Merry Christmas to everyone because you don't know that maybe they're Jewish or Muslim or Druid. Let's say Happy Holidays to them, and that way you can never go wrong. Those are business decisions. Those are not, in that regard, if you want to stereotype, which Rush loves doing, they're more likely to be Republicans than they are Democrats or liberals. So, as usual, Limbaugh is way off base. And so I'm not even going to finish the rest of this because he goes back to John Kerry and, I'll just skip this. It's just not worth it. Then finally, let's go to clip three because Cal Thomas got on Neil Cavuto's show on Fox News. And Neil Cavuto may not have known he was going to do this. I doubt Cal Thomas would be invited back because Cal Thomas explained, and this is a guy who's quite religious and a Christian, I don't say fundamentalist, but he's a columnist and a commentator who his faith and his religion is, you see it throughout his writings and his speaking. Here is him saying, you know, this is not that big a deal, folks.
You're saying that, you know, the John Gibsons, the Sean Hannitys, the others are going too far in this thing. What do you mean?
I don't mention any names. Hey, look, we shouldn't expect store clerks who are about the bottom line to wish whoever or whatever Merry Christmas, a Happy Ramadan, a Happy Hanukkah. They're there to make money. And the fact that they've cashed in on Christmas, which is about not the bottom line, but the savior of the world, not about lights on the tree, but the light of the world, and not about Xboxes, but about our sin boxes, if you will, let them do what they do, but the people who actually revere the person who is supposed to be the reason for the season have a special way of worshiping and adoring him that have nothing to do with a crass commercialization.
Yeah, but Cal, this isn't about the person behind the cash register, the person who's stocking toys. This has to do with the organizations themselves, the Walmarts and the big stores that seem to have an inherent policy not to say the words Merry Christmas.
I don't care, Neil. I don't care what they say. Their holidays are on April 1st, April Fool's Day, okay? I won't mess with them if they don't mess with me. Let them do whatever they want. They're stores. They're selling...
Okay, we're going to quit there with that because they go on, and Cavuto keeps trying to convince Cal Thomas that he should be on the side of Fox News and the folks that want to trump this issue up instead of saying, you know, why don't we have peace on Earth at Christmas time? Anyway, That is the war on Christmas. Let me move on to one more topic, and this is in the world of politics. And, you know, actually, I think what I'll do is we'll take a break, and when I come back, we'll talk about the elections in Iraq today and the president's four speeches that he's given in the last 2 weeks leading up to the elections about Iraq.